Okay, I'd like to thank you, Hank, for sharing. Okay, and for my next speaker, for our next speaker, this young lady, she doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to give her one. Because she has a way of just awakening my spirit when I'm, you know, just feel like I'm dead. And without further ado, I will give you Jan B. from South Potomac.
My name is Jan. I'm an addict. First of all, let me read the speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on the act of addiction or war stories because we all know what it's like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery.
Come on,
with that said, again, I'm Jan, I'm an addict. And before I get into my story, I want to thank the committee for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. And the funny thing about it is, in my personal recovery, I'm experiencing some relationship issues. So when Joe called and asked me to speak, and I asked him what was the topic, and he said, victim or volunteer, I almost hung up the phone. And the reason why is because I have decided that I would only share parts of my story nowadays, because learning to share the Narcotics Anonymous way means with as less harm as possible. But because my story always involves somebody else, that's not always easy to do. You know, so tonight I'm going to take a risk. And my sponsor suggested I come from the literature. Hank took care of that. So I'll just come from the gut. I have not shared in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in a while because I've been uncomfortable. I'm the addict who's adamant about holding my head up in spite of everything that I've been through, the names I've been called, the judgments I've had to live through, the judgment I've done to other people. I had to learn how to hold my head up. And today's not going to be any different. I'm going to do the damn thing, and that's just because I don't want to smoke no crack. But mainly, see, right now, that part of my disease is arrested. I don't want to go screw somebody else's man. That's where I'm going to come from today. Because I have this hole in my gut that's not being filled with anything that I can come up with, so I'll come up with one of yours if I'm not careful. So I'm going to come clean, you know. Let me identify myself real quick. I used to live and I lived to use. By any means necessary, I smoked. I went to jail. I got shot. I got stabbed. Got pistol whipped. Had a whole bunch of kids. You name it, I done it. You know what I mean? So I can't sit up here and act as if my story lives in the literature. My story helps create the literature, because I'm one of them stories in the back of the book, okay, that make you stop and think of the risk that you put yourself in. And I'm not talking about just with disease or what somebody else might do to you, but what I do to myself when I have an inability to accept personal responsibility. And when I say that, I'm talking about accepting the book for the cover it's presented in as opposed to what I want it to be. You know, and this is why I can't stand here and cry victim. And it ain't just because my mother beat me while I was after she soaked me in a tub of hot water, naked with extension cord to my skin bled. It's not because baby daddy beat me till I couldn't recognize my own face in the mirror. It's not because my father couldn't pick him out of a crowd of one. He left when I was 7. It's not because of anything outside of me that I cannot cry victim to. It's just because I will make a choice not to feel, and I will do whatever it takes to make that happen. You know, and I didn't realize that when I got involved in relationships, that's what I was doing. But what happens is I take the focus off of me just long enough to fix you. So recovery is now possible for you. But in the process, I'm dying. And I don't get that until you deny me my hit. I don't realize just how toxic I am until you say no. Because I don't understand. I mean, I look me up and down, and I don't get it. But what I fail to realize is that it's not the package, it's the delivery a lot of times. And I come across real strong. I mean, I love hard. I'm one of those type people. You know, and I ain't interested in your permission either. You mind when I say you mind. You can go when I say you can go. You know, and I ain't said it yet, so for real, you may think you gone, but you're not. This is my reality. I have to be true to myself, to my own self, be true that the thing of it is I don't want to be by myself. And I'll pay whatever price, be it high, be it low, it don't matter. I can afford it. Am I talking about just monetarily? No. I'm talking about spiritually, mentally. I will sacrifice my self-esteem, my hopes and my dreams just to get you to stay. Even after knowing that you're not good for me. And you know why I know that? Not because everybody keeps saying it, but because the personal experiences you says that you ain't got my best interest at heart. But the hole in my gut says that I'll take it. Any way you'll give it, as long as you're willing to dish it, I will take it. Because I've taught you how to treat me. And because I'm unwilling to grow up a lot of days, because the old lie is still easier to believe. That I ain't shit, ain't never going to be shit because I look just like my father. It's easy to live in the old lie than to stand for the recovering process that I've been introduced to through the 12 steps of narcotics. Now, I've been introduced to a new me. One that I never knew because of drugs and situations. But I've had an opportunity to get better in here. And I've chosen to die a spiritual death every time. Because the bad stuff is still easiest to believe. So right now I'm struggling with my level of worthiness. Because even though I know I'm worthy, and y'all remind me that I'm worthy, I don't treat me like I'm worthy. And because I don't treat me like I'm worthy, that gives you the permission to treat me the same way. And in the midst of it all, I still can't cry victim. And I don't have the courage it takes to stand here and say, I volunteered yet. Because I still believe in the representative that you said you were when you got here. I'm still holding on to the pipe. But one of my exes said, put the pipe down, let the little boy go, okay? You know, and what he was talking, he was making a joke, but what I heard him say was, freedom is only, it's not given, it's something taken. I have to give it to myself, I have to take freedom. But I don't want to be free right now. Because in order for me to be free now, that means I gotta be by myself. Even though I've been by myself for the last 3 months. But I'm holding on because you said it's a possible hit. After you go take care of what you need to take care of, I'm willing to sit here and wait it out even though none of my needs are getting met. None of them. And I ain't talking about just being horny as a toad. That's another meeting. I'm talking about none of my needs are being met because I'm relying on you to fix what ails me. I had a lot of sisters, a lot of people came just to sit in this meeting to hear me speak. And I really appreciate the support. I love you too. And I really, really appreciate that because y'all allowed a little girl to grow up. And the one I come to know is that my support don't always come from the people I expect it from. It comes from the people that watches from the distance, not the one that's standing there keeping the scoreboard. You know, I had another ex that said, I'm entitled to as much pain as I can handle, as much as I'm willing to take. And then the program says pain is inevitable, but misery is an option. So guess what I chose? I chose to be pretty and miserable. So I'll come to the meeting, and I'll come in there, and I'll look jazzy as hell, and I'll give all the hugs, and I'll do the hey. But for real, I'm dying on the inside, and I'm unwilling to share, because not just because I said I don't want to share because I might cause some awesome harm, but because I need y'all to believe the lie too. I need you to believe it because I got to keep believing. I got to keep believing because I'm scared I'm going to die. But I don't want to own that I'm already killing myself. And now I got to sponsor people and tell them how to do the recovery process and I'm unwilling to do it myself. So right now I'm kind of like, I'm in a lot of pain, you know. All because I just won't say no. Not to you. You could give a shit less if I say no. I got to learn how to tell me no once again. That I ain't got to go through this. So I've been doing a lot of praying, right? And I've been asking God to do for me what I can't do for myself. But I said, but. Please allow our wills to line up, but curve yours a little bit to meet mine, because I don't want to be by myself, and I don't know why I just can't be by myself. So what I did was I kind of forced myself to ride down this road by myself, but I tried to manipulate the situation because I wanted this nigga to say, come ride with me, boo. But he said, you better get that tire checked. You might want to get that tire check. He didn't say, I'm going to check that tire for you. He said, you might want to go get that tire check. Because I'm going to do me, regardless of how you feel. It's my responsibility to take care of me. It's yours to take care of you. And bottom line, I don't give a fuck. That's what he said. He ain't say it like that, but that's what I heard. So coming down the road, I'm trying to not cry victim because I volunteered because it ain't showed me nothing else. But a brother also said, how can you expect somebody to show you something else when all they ever gave you was what they were from the beginning? And there's nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with nobody in here. My perception of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing and where you should be is what's fucked up. That's the only thing wrong with this. And when I get real honest, in every relationship I ever been in, on, that was always the problem. There, ain't never had nothing to do with nobody else. Right. Responsibility still has to come back to me. Right. You know, and so I came down this road by myself, me and the donut. Because now I'm mad. I didn't find a principle to stand on. I'm not changing this fucking tie, okay? I hope it blow so you'll feel guilty about me being stuck on the side of the road and shit. And now I'm biting my nose to spite my face, and you supposed to feel the pain of it. And all I can say is, and I bet somebody pull over to help me. And what he says, I know they will. Every time the old Jan show up, the recreator allows him to be who the fuck he is, whether I'm ready for it or not. So I come down the road, I'm playing tapes, listening to speakers, myself, even one of them, and I'm like, there you go again, fucking taking care of everybody but you, and all you had to do was handle your damn business, ride with somebody else, accept that this is where the brother at, and leave the shit alone. So recovery can then be possible. Can't blame it on the crack. I ain't smoked crack in almost 7 years. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be by myself. Can y'all relate? I don't want to be by myself. I think by myself means alone the rest of my fucking life. Who the fuck don't want to marry somebody with 6 goddamn kids? See, I have no self-esteem at this point, so I'll settle if I'm not careful. If I don't come clean right now, I will settle. I'll take a newcomer home, I'll polish his motherfucking ass up, and I'll take him home, and I'll call him mine. And as soon as that nigga want to get better, how dare he? No way in that process did I write your ass to get better. My foot not in my ass. Don't get that part twisted. I'm just allowing myself to come clean. But I got to be dirty for a little while, because the literature says if I stay down here and I get a little experience. Matter of fact, I just for the day was talking about our story and how important it is to reflect back. And I remember these great ideas came from because my father left. And the idea that I needed somebody to love me is because I didn't get it in my household. And it had to come from a man because my brother molested me for 4 years. Who the fuck else was going to give it to me? I can't accept it from these 6 kids that's giving it to me free of charge. That ain't what I want. That ain't filling the hole in my gut. Matter of fact, that's part of the problem. But I refuse to smoke crack. I'm too proud for that, but I'll pick up another hit, okay? I ain't too proud for that. I share with a brother in the lobby, I'm gonna fuck around and get laid in here. And he said, there's a whole bunch of them out here willing, and I'm like, damn. You know what that sounds like to somebody? I'm 40 joints. See, on Homer Avenue, they called me 40 joints, and I was proud. They said I was the best trick on the strip, and I was proud. You know, everything they called me, I was proud, because I had an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was or what I was, so it didn't matter what you called me, as long as you called me. Almost 7 years in recovery, after having periods of abstinence, not only from drugs, but from my own dilemma, I chose to go back because I don't want to deal with the reality that bottom line, by the end of this night, I'm still going to be by myself. Even if I do pick up a hit, I'm still going to be by myself because it probably wasn't mine to begin with. I don't know nobody else's story. I'm not one of them ones that remember your story. I got problems remembering my own. But my sponsor said to me today, she said, I remember your story. And she started kicking it to me. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. I want you to tell me how he going to stay. How can I not be by myself just this time? How can I make it work? And the thing is, if it ain't of God, it ain't going to work no way. But until I sit still long enough, I ain't going to find out what's God's and what's mine. I got that part right. But now am I willing Because willingness is the key. Not 20 minutes ago. I was not willing. Not when I got in that car and started down this highway, I was not willing. But when I heard that brother break that literature down like that, I became willing because I refused to reinvent, reactivate, resubmerge crackhead Jane. 40 joints gotta die. She gotta die. And everything that created her exists only in memory. I can't live like that today. I don't ever want to smell like that again. Have you ever smelled desperation on yourself? Did it stink? But was it familiar? I remember smoking crack and being desperate to get another one. And I would do anything to get it. It's the same way today. Only thing that's missing is the crack. I'm desperate. But I know it now. So recovery is now possible because I own it. So don't get it twisted. Don't think what I'm sharing with you is all that I am. I know about getting to the other side of some stuff, but the thing is staying over there. It's so fucking quiet over there. It is quiet over there with God. He ain't talking about nothing. He's just like, whoa. And I'm still talking about some whoa. You know what I mean? It's peaceful over there. So I go over there, I get a little peace, and I come back to the chaos, and I go back, and I go back and forth and back and forth, and now I'm tired. I'm tired. I am so tired, but I didn't know I was tired till he got tired. Ain't that a bitch? Now I'm willing to be tired, okay? But I was tired all the time. Not in here. I'm not sick of nobody in the recovery process. I appreciate every experience that I've had with every person in here because I needed to get me to the next level. I got that part right. But I'm just so tired of the sin of desperation being all that I know. And God has opened me up to the flowers and the birds and the trees and all the fowl that I got allergies. But I'm just saying he's given me so much more. And all I keep doing is giving it back. Not today. I'm telling y'all right the fuck now. Not today. Right now, I am willing to live in the recovering process. That means I'm willing to sit by myself. That means some of y'all gonna have to sit with me, okay? Because I'm just talking about just for today, okay? Tomorrow is a whole nother ball game. But just for today, I need some help. So I'm no longer willing to not talk about what's going on with me. I don't even know where the fuck that came from. That's not my story. I share about everything in here. I have lived my process in front of y'all. That's how come I can hold my head up. But all of a sudden, because he don't want to talk, I can't tell nobody. All of a sudden, I got to hold on to something. Call your fucking sponsor. You're damn right. Yeah. He tells you to leave anyway. Care, call him. Listen. Man, I feel really good today. I feel good just now. Thank you, honey. I feel so good. I feel so good. So, I'm volunteering for some hope today. Anybody got some hope to give the sister? I'll take it. I'll take it. The gist of the day was talking about when you share your pain with me and your process with me, it gives me the opportunity to get better with my own. That's what it's talking about today. So, if I don't come clean here, somebody's going to use. It might not be, but my girlfriend was telling me, you just go down there and say this and say that. I said, no, because I believe like a preacher, I am responsible for all that he is me, and I need to be really careful. But in order for me to stay here, I got to let my gut be emptied. I have to get free in here. So I'm not mad at anybody. I'm kind of like looking forward to the convention. Now, I was depressed at first. I'm all right now. I was depressed. I planned on giving away my tickets to the function and just staying up in my room looking at all the pretty clothes. That's what I was going to do. That's the best I could come up with. But if I face my dilemma head on, I think I stand a chance. You know what I mean? And I got to come clean one more day. If I see that nigga with anybody, now let me stop. I don't even want to speak that into existence, okay? That's not. I am not that far arrived. Trust me. I'm not that well. Let's not even go there, okay? Because I'll be like this before the meet now. You know, recovery is now possible. For anybody in this room that want to be free from anything, it may be a relationship, it may be smoking crack, sniffing asses, selling socks, stealing shoes, who knows, abandoning your kids, not speaking to somebody. I'm telling you, today you can be free from all that. If you stop crying victim, and guess what? You can stop volunteering too. You can stop all that shit. But you got to admit complete defeat first. I surrender. I admit complete defeat. I'm telling y'all, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. The best I can do is not do nothing. Eric Jackson always said, some shit you just got to stop right now. Right now can never come too late for this addict. You know what I mean? So I'm going to sit on my hands. And I just want to say to y'all that I really, really enjoyed this time to just come clean. And that I'm ready to get my dance on, get my laugh on. I'm ready to get outside of me and help the next addict. There you go. I'm coming, boo. So, again, thanks for letting me share. I'm Jan. I'm Matt.